So translation and then Srila Prabhupada's purport. All the great sages who were assembled there also praised the decision of Maharaj Parikshit, and they expressed their approval by saying, "Very good. Naturally, the sages are inclined to do good to the common man, for they have all the good qualitative powers of the Supreme Lord." Therefore, they were very much pleased to see Maharaj Parikshit, a devotee of the Lord, and they spoke as follows. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The natural beauty of the living being is enhanced by rising up to the platform of devotional service. Maharaj Parikshit was absorbed in attachment for Lord Krishna. Seeing this, the great sages assembled were very pleased, and they expressed their approval by saying, "Very good. Such sages are naturally inclined to do good to the common man, and when they see a personality like Maharaj Parikshit advance in devotional service, their pleasure knows no bounds, and they offer all blessings in their power. The devotional service of the Lord is so auspicious that all demigods and sages up to the Lord Himself become pleased with the devotee, and therefore the devotee finds everything auspicious. All inauspicious matters are removed from the path of progressive devotee. Meeting all the great sages at that time of death was certainly auspicious for Maharaj Parikshit, and thus he was blessed by the so-called curse of the Brahmana's boy." Narayana namaskritam naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasta prayasu badresu nityam bhagavate sevayam bhagavati utamas loke bhakti bhavati naistaki. I try my best to say something because I wasn't prepared, but I was asked to last minute. So, in the Prabhupada, it talks about great sages, how they're always looking for the welfare of the living beings. So, even though sometimes, even within the Hare Krishna movement, it could happen. Certain devotees may get correction, may happen, things like that, but it's all for our benefit. Because in previous times, the culture of Krishna consciousness is more, how do you say, manifest, because the mode of goodness is more prominent. And because of that, the things in the world were more opulent, in the sense that things were more, there used to be interaction with the higher planets, and demigods used to come down and like that. So in other ages, to take to devotional service was more difficult, actually, because lifespan was much longer. Like in Satyuga, they used to do meditation for 60,000 years. And then in Treta, you used to do sacrifices for 10,000 years. And in Dwapara Yuga, they used to do deity worship for 1,000 years. So, so many distractions, and to take to the line of pure devotional service is very difficult. And it was hard for people in those times to accept Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Like in Navavraja Mahime, Shivaram Maharaj, he comments, how even in Satyug, the Gayatri Mantra concerning Lord Chaitanya's name was there. But not everyone accepted it. So that shows that the holy name is always there, but not everyone can appreciate it. So, in the Prabhupada it says, the natural beauty of the living being is enhanced by rising up to the platform of devotional service. Mahaprabhu was absorbed in such attachment for Lord Krishna. Seeing this, the great sages assembled were very pleased and they expressed their approval by saying, very good. So, to get someone like Maharaj Pariksit come to that platform is not a normal thing. It's very, very rare souls who can do that. He says in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Muktanam Apisadanam Narayana Parayana, that out of many millions of living entities, only a few achieve the perfection of worshipping Lord Narayan. So it's not everyone will take to it. So those who do take to it, they're very rare. And Prabhupada gives an example of this point. He says how if you want to sell pure gold, false jewelry or false gold, many will line up to buy. But if you want to sell the pure gold, not many will come. Only a few will come. So in the same way, devotional services are compared to pure gold. And what Maharaj Pariksit achieved, we are also getting the same opportunity. Because these teachings which Maharaj Pariksit received 5,000 years back, because Maharaj Pariksit only has 7 days to live. And we don't know if we have 7 days to live. We can die any time. So Prabhupada explained in his lecture on the sixth canto, chapter 1, he explains how devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam should not just be heard for 7 days. They do this in India, 7 day saptas. But it should be heard every day. And in this way, by understanding the different topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, then our devotion service will be enhanced. And we'll get educated in terms of how because Srimad Bhagavatam covers all topics in terms of the soul's position in the material world. It gives 10 subjects, but it covers all topics. Bhagavad Gita is just like essence of all scriptures in code forms. But Srimad Bhagavatam goes into more deep understanding. So, Bhagavad Gita is there for us to, our understanding of Krishna to be God, that conviction comes by understanding Bhagavad Gita. Then Srimad Bhagavatam elaborates about who Krishna is. So, concerning Maharaj Pariksit, he was a deep thinker. Money nice, given his name is there like that. He was a deep thinker. Because he was a deep thinker, because he saw that form of Krishna in the womb saving him, he was always searching for that person. And when he got advisors of great sages, because Maharaj Pariksit also went to Dwarka to get, he heard that the queens of Dwarka are going to because they were going to Vrindavan to hear Uddhava speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Parikshit also wanted to go there and hear, also leave his body with them. But Sandhya Muni advised him, no, you can't do that, because you have a different purpose to fulfill. And you'll get the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam later. So then, and we can see how Maharaj Parikshit, he was very responsible in his position as a king. Like, when Kali entered and killing a cow, then he threatened Kali. So that shows from that how we have to be responsible in our devotional service. This is how the great sages were. They were responsible in their devotionals, in their actions, devotional service. Actually, getting chastised by advanced devotees for our benefit, because they can see how to deepen our relationship with Krishna. And some examples are there, like Dronacharya. He was meant to. Krishna told the Pandavas that they somehow they have to get Dronacharya to drop his weapons, otherwise our side is finished. We are nothing. He's killing our armies. We have no chance. So, Bhima killed an elephant called Ashwatthama, and then Yudhishthira was asked to tell the lie to Dronacharya that Ashwatthama is dead. But Dronacharya, Yudhishthira was a little hesitant, but anyway, that's a different story. But concerning Bhima, he went and chastised Dronacharya. That what kind of Brahman are you? You know, you're supposed to be, you're fighting with the wrong side, you're going against real religious principles. What's the use of being a Brahman? You misguided your son. So like this, when Dronacharya heard these things, he dropped his weapons. So in this way he got benefit. And then he went into meditation and he was going to enter Vaikuntha. So then Dishtadyumna, who was born to kill Dronacharya, Krishna told him, don't kill him now. He's given up his weapons. And Dishtadyumna's thing was, I've been born to kill Dronacharya. So he went in and killed Dronacharya by cutting his head off. But the thing is, for that, Dishtadyumna had to suffer also. He had to get wiped out when Ashwatthama went to kill, after the battle of Kurukshetra, he got butchered. So we can see from this how, if we don't accept high authority, then we face our own destiny. We create our own misfortune. So, Prabhupada said in his lecture, I heard on 6th Canto, Chapter 1, he explains how unless one is convinced that he's not the body, he cannot take to the devotional service of the Lord. One has to have the strong conviction that I'm not his body, and this body is just a vehicle, and concerning death, it can come any time. One should have that, but that conviction comes easier for a devotee because he has a relationship with Krishna. He's got the higher taste of overcoming the miseries of this world because of his relationship with Krishna. Whereas for a non-devotee, it's more difficult. even though he may be doing austerities and renouncing the world, but because he's got no higher taste, he'll fall down again. So, even to live in the material world, you have to, by your own, you have to have blessings from other people around you. You can't live by your own strength. So, same thing applies in the spiritual life. That in order to make advancement, you have to have blessings of those who are practicing around you. So that's what happened to Maharaj Parikshit, same thing. Although he had seen the Lord in the heart, and he saw the devotees in Vrindavan, where Uddhava is there as a blade of grass, then the queens there were glorifying Krishna. Then Uddhava appeared. So even at that time, Maharaj Parikshit, he was just happy to fulfill Krishna's plan. He didn't want anything for himself. So when he was told what to do, he just went ahead and did it. He didn't have his own. So we can see even from this, how even someone like Maharaj Parikshit is working in the high authority. He's not just doing his own program. He's explained how if you get guidance of brahmanas who are fixed, then through their blessings, everything becomes easy. So Lord Chaitanya, in his teachings, he's teaching a similar point about what devotional service is. Same point he's giving. How one has to understand he is not his body. Sanatana Goswami asked this question to Lord Chaitanya. People say I'm a great scholar, I'm very learned, but I don't know who I am. So Lord Chaitanya, he explained how Jivare Swarupa and Nitya Krishna Das, we are all eternal servants of Krishna. And one thing we have to understand is like, when we talk about Krishna, Krishna is never alone. He's always with his associates, devotees, energies like that. Just like a king is never alone. A government is never alone. He's with his ministers and associates. Krishna is never alone. So, so in this world, there's always, Prabhupada gives an example, wherever there's light, there's darkness. You can't separate light from darkness. So even though the material world is a place of darkness, there's always some light there. The devotees are always there to guide the masses of people on the right path. It's a matter of those who take shelter of Krishna and the devotees, they get saved. Others learn the hard way. Because Prabhupada gives an example, it's like laws of nature. You can't have your way with laws of nature, they're very strict. Like even a child puts his hand in fire, he'll get burnt. If you associate with someone who's got tuberculosis, then you get tuberculosis. Laws of nature are very strict like that. There's no way of doing it in your own way. So in the same way, concerning God's laws, very strict. Modern day leaders, they sort of put down God's laws and make man-made laws. And we can see the result of all that now, that because they've been doing that, this COVID-19 has come in, just to balance things out. And there's a purport actually, if I can find it, let's see if Krishna enters Dwarka, text number 2. Passing of Bhismadev, okay. Okay, so this Prabhupada explains how people create their own misfortune by their own actions. The great sages, like Prabhupada says in his Prabhupada, they're there to correct the masses of people for their own benefit. But if the people don't listen, then people get their own reactions by their own destiny. The Prabhupada elaboration is proper on this point. He says, this world is compared to a forest fire caused by a collision of bamboo bushes. Such a forest fire takes place automatically, for bamboo collision occurs without external cause. Similarly, in the material world, the wrath of those who want to lord it over material nature interacts, and the fire of war takes place, exhausting the unwanted population. Such a fire or wars take place, and the Lord has nothing to do with them. But because He wants to maintain the creation, He desires the mass of people to follow the right path of self-realization, which enables the living being to enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord wants the suffering human beings to come back home back to Him and cease to suffer the threefold material pangs. The whole plan of creation is made in that way, and one who does not come to his senses suffers in the material world by pangs of afflicted by the illusory energy of the Lord. The Lord therefore wants His bona fide representative to rule the world. Lord Sri Krishna descended to establish this sort of regime and to kill the unwanted persons who have nothing to do with His plan. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of the Lord, so that the undesirable persons could get out of the world and a peaceful kingdom under His devotee could be established. The Lord was therefore fully satisfied when King Yudhisthira was on the throne and the seedling of the dynasty Kuru in the person of Mahaparikshit was saved. So the same thing applies to us, you know, in our practices of Krishna consciousness. We can see how difficulties are there. Preaching is a thankless task. But we have to have faith in the line of Guru Sadhu Shastra that what Lord Chaitanya is saying, that this mission will spread in every town and village of the world. Just like Maharaj Parikshit was ruling the whole world under his rule. So, for the next 10,000 years, this special time is coming in where in every town and village the holy name of Krishna will be chanted. So, the good fortune only is there for those who take to it. Those who don't take to it, they miss out on the mercy. Because even though this 10,000 golden age period is there, but at the same time Kali Yuga is also there. So, actually it says in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam that those who chant the holy name, Kaliyug becomes Satyug. And those who don't chant the holy name, Satyug becomes Kaliyug. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's many stories showing the potency of the holy name. And actually the holy name is beyond the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not different from Krishna, it's beyond. But it appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit. And according to how much shelter we take of the holy name by avoiding the 10 offenses and being with the serious devotees, then perfection is easy to achieve. And this is what Maharaj Pariksit did. He achieved that perfection by taking shelter of Sukadeva Goswami. His goal was to achieve Krishna. Because there's a quote by Shishirada Gokulananda Ki Jai Sitaramakramanman Sisigonita Ki Jai. So there's a quote by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur where he says, if one is 100% serious, then Krishna himself will come to guide that person. And according to other people's mentality, he'll get a leader according to that mentality. So, the onus is on us how we are approaching Krishna and relating to his devotees. And then, from that, the mercy will come. Mercy is always there. And there's an example, Srila Prabhupada gives a nice example on this point, how Prabhupada was playing a role of an atheist. It's in a Back to Godhead article. So Prabhupada said, I'm doing my business, I'm doing my work, what's wrong with what I'm doing, you know, I'm happy in life, things are going nice. So that devotee, he answered by saying that, well, you may be working, but you're not fully satisfied. There's always some dissatisfaction in the way in life. It doesn't go the way you want. But Prabhupada gave the point, he said, well, that's part of life. But then the devotee pointed another point. He said to Prabhupada, but your knee's paining. So how can you say you're satisfied when your knee's paining? Then the devotee elaborated, he said, well, he gave the example of the body, he said, like, if the hands decide not to feed the mouth or feed the stomach, and the legs decide not to walk and look at, exercise stomach, what's going to happen? The body will become weak. So you have to put food into the stomach, then the whole body becomes nourished. So in the same way, by pleasing Krishna, everyone becomes happy. So Prabhupada said, this is the answer. How? Krishna has to be the center, then everything harmonizes from that. But there's a story Prabhupada gives how there are people who are like, how do you say, they're like, they're very strongly opinionated in their own views. So he gives a story on this. He said there's one Indian lady in India and she was fighting a court case to get some land. So the village people, they told her, go to this judge. He's, I think, British or ruling then. Go to him, he can help you. So the judge helped that lady get the land. So then the judge's position higher than the police. So the lady didn't know anything higher than the police. So she said, I bless you to become a police officer. So Prabhupada gives an example showing the point that some people's views are just to a limited point. They can't see beyond that. Whereas she didn't realize that the judge's position is higher than the police. So some people are like the caste Brahmins, their views are like that. They're very strongly viewed in their viewpoints about... They're not so open to the line of pure devotional service. They're more into the rituals and ceremonies and all this. So, so this is why it's important to know the scriptures, read the scriptures, and then through the scriptures we can see things more clearly. Because there's a quote by Sanatana Goswami, he says, in 10th canto in his commentary on Bhagavatam, he says, those who have materialistic eyes, Krishna says, I will give them distress in the form of time. And those whose eyes are within, meditating on me, Krishna says, I will give them happiness. So, a one Prabhupada comments in the Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, he says, if someone is not fully convinced about devotional service, he should read the scriptures and hear regularly. So his conviction will become strong. Because Krishna just wants our devotion, he doesn't want anything else. And the example of the South Indian Brahman is given, how he was holding the Bhagavad Gita upside down and he was just turning the pages, but he was looking at that picture at the end of Krishna driving the chariot to Arjuna. Everyone was making a mockery of him, thinking, what kind of Brahman are you? And when Lord Chaitanya came, he questioned that Brahman, and the Brahman explained that actually, when I see that picture, I see how Krishna is so compassionate that he's driving the chariot of his devotee Arjuna. He's become the servant of his devotee. So Lord Chaitanya is actually, you're considered the real student of Bhagavad Gita. So this is the thing. So this is what Maharaj predicted achieved, this high caliber of devotional service. He had that devotion to Krishna. And so in the devotional service it's very important to see the positive side of things, because that's one of the benefits of devotional service, that even if you can't do it, Krishna is only seeing our endeavor to please Him. That's all Krishna is seeing, because we are very insignificant. Krishna is unlimited, we are limited. So Krishna is just seeing our endeavor to please Him. So we try our best, and we have to have nice dealings with devotees, and then we get the blessings, and everything becomes easy. Any comments or questions? Mataji's got a question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. I was just wondering, because you said that if there is no chanting in Satya Yuga, it becomes like Kali Yuga. But at the same time, we know that that was not the main process for Satya Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, and Treta Yuga. So I was wondering, what was the approach of the people towards the holy name in the previous yugas?
Well, they couldn't appreciate it. They couldn't, too much pride was there. They couldn't appreciate the holy name. They were thinking, how can you achieve perfection by moving the lips and tongue? They had too much other things in between, you know. It's like even you look in this nowadays, like even rich people, you know, like you go to rich area, it's hard for them to understand the devotional service. It's hard for them to surrender fully because they're too attached materially. Even you see how Prabhupada, he got this place from George Harrison. There was a letter I read yesterday. Prabhupada had to really be careful how to deal with him in terms of transactions and everything else. So even rich people in this age, they find it difficult to take the devotional service. So what do you say about other ages? Other ages, things were more opulent. Interplanetary was there. Demigods used to come down, and so from that point of view, it's rare souls who come to the line of pure devotional service. Not everyone will just take to it. Actually, in Jiva Dharma, it says, in order to take to this line of devotional service, one has to have done a lot of spiritual piety in previous lives. So the other side is, unless one gets a blessing of an advanced devotee, that's the only way. It's not with your own strength you can achieve it. So we see how even in the time of Prabhupada, how he gave his mercy to everyone. But then you see how after Prabhupada departed from this world, how many stayed on? Many left. So like that. It's a rare thing to achieve. Prabhupada said, many of my disciples, we want to go to the heavenly planets. So like that, it's easy for those who are serious. For those who are not serious, it becomes difficult. So it's like that.
So they could not become pure devotee by meditation?
Well, it was there, a few cases are there, but not in general. Not like what's happening now in this time of Lord Chaitanya. It wasn't happening then. Because it says that this is why Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't appear in Satyuga, because people are too proud to take to chanting the holy name. He appears in Kaliyuga, because all the pride is taken away, isn't it? Lifespan is short, unlucky, unfortunate, misguided. So then people have another option. They have to take shelter of the holy name. Like that. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Prabhupada ki jai.